From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Saudi King to skip U.S. Gulf summit. Saudi Arabia's King Salman will not take part in a U.S. Arab summit hosted this week by President Barack Obama, Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir said Sunday. The Saudi king also canceled a planned White House meeting that had been announced only days earlier. The summit begins Wednesday with delegations from the six-member Gulf Cooperation Council visiting the White House, then continues Thursday with talks at Camp David Presidential Retreat. Jubeir said King Salman will send Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef in his place. He cited the summit's overlap with a five-day ceasefire and humanitarian effort in neighboring Yemen, where Saudi Arabia has led a campaign of airstrikes against anti-government fighters. An Obama administration official said the charge was not in response to any substantive issue. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg accused Russia Monday of violating the ceasefire in the Ukrainian conflict by continuing to supply pro-Russian separatists with military aid. His assessment of the continuing conflict in eastern Ukraine came as the U.S. State Department announced that Secretary of State John Kerry is traveling to Sochi, Russia for a Tuesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin about the Ukrainian crisis and conflicts in the Middle East. Russia has rejected Western accusations that it is overseeing the fighting in Ukraine. It is Kerry's first trip to Russia since fighting erupted in eastern Ukraine more than a year ago between pro-Russian separatists and Kiev's forces after Moscow annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. This is VOA News. U.S. officials faced questions Monday in Geneva about the use of the death penalty, excessive force by police, and national security measures as the U.N.'s Human Rights Council conducted a review of the country's rights practices. Justice Department official James Cadogan cited a number of recent high-profile cases involving police killing unarmed black men, saying the U.S. must do better to uphold civil rights. The use of the death penalty in the United States also drew wide attention, with nations calling for abolishing the practice. South Korea has expressed concern about North Korea's test firing of a submarine-based ballistic missile, calling it very serious and worrying, and urging Pyongyang to stop development efforts. North Korea announced Saturday it had successfully test-fired a submarine-based ballistic missile, but did not reveal the exact time, date, and location of the test. Analysts are divided on just how much progress North Korea has actually made with its submarine-based missile development program, citing the country's antiquated fleet of submarines. South Korea's Defense Ministry spokesman Kim Min-suk told reporters Saturday that it is believed 4 to 5 years are needed to develop the technology. Turkish authorities have tightened controls, ending their open-door policy for Syrian refugees and making it more difficult for Syrians to enter Turkey and for international journalists to cover the war. There are even reports of people being fired upon. Jamie Detmer has more from the Syrian-Turkish border.
Lina Shawaf is the editor of the independent Syrian radio station Rizana, which broadcasts from studios in Paris and Gaziantep, Turkey. She was a well-known TV personality in Damascus until she fled after siding with the political opposition against President Bashar al-Assad as violence flared in 2011. She's been returning to rebel-held areas of northern Syria when possible.
I feel like I have to go there. I have to see in my eyes, to see the truth.
But trying to see what reporters call ground truth can be perilous. Barrel bombs are raining down on Aleppo, the battered northern Syrian city half-held by rebels. And there is a danger of journalists being kidnapped by jihadist groups like Al-Qaeda affiliate Jabhat al-Nusra. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Ufa.
And French President François Hollande arrived in Cuba late Sunday night, becoming the first French head of state to visit the communist nation. He plans to meet with Cuban President Raúl Castro Monday, upon the Cuban leader's return from Italy, which included a visit with Pope Francis at the Vatican. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.